Merstham's first 11 failed to bat their overs at Quality Street on Saturday, were all out for 161 against Chertsey and lost by 3 wickets. Noman Javed top scored with 87 and took 3 for 27 in the Chertsey reply as the visitors got home with overs to spare. The second 11 made 2-2-1, Jason Kite 49, Marvin Beckford 56 and Manish Patel 67 in reply Cheam were all out for 172. The third team were 6 wickets down for very few, but Bobby Sharp cracked 82, John Coleman 33 and James Lowe 27 batting at 10, the third team total 179 and victory duly arrived by 30 runs. The fourth team saw Omar Shuja take 3 early wickets, but old Wimbledonians surged to 246 for 4. Will Pryor's 89 got Merstham to the bonus point target of 200 in the final over, 8 wickets down. In the Kent Village Cricket League Division 2, Locks Bottom piled up 296 for 9 in 40 overs, too much for Outward Firsts, who closed on 229 for 3, Paul Howard 4 for 13, skipper Phil Alexander 71 not out, Stuart Currell 75 not out. In the North Downs League, Outward Women beat East Grinstead Women, and the Miller Men at Outward drew their friendly with Hartfield in a very tight finish. Hartfield 188 for 6, Millers 184 for 7, Andrew Norman 80. From 89 balls. After last week's winning start against Ashtead, Reigate Priory took a Saturday hammering from close rivals Weybridge by 180 runs. In the National Cup on Sunday, the Llamas defended a meagre 163, that total thanks only to a last wicket partnership of 40 between Richard Stevens and Oliver Tylow, and the Priory were dead and buried with Horsham reaching 146 for 1 and plenty of overs to spare. Step up Harry McKinley, who took 4 quick wickets, including Thornley's for 76, opening the door a chink for the Llamas. And at 161 for 6, with 3 needed, young Tylow bowled fast and straight, taking the final 4 wickets, including a hat-trick to finish the game and bring victory by 1 run. 9 Horsham wickets falling for 16 runs in 8.3 overs. For the second Saturday, Hawley played away on their first venture to the London Gymkhana ground, lost the toss, were put in and bowled out in 31.2 overs for 93. Hawley took 5 wickets, but Gymkhana romped home to 96 for 5 with almost 30 overs in hand. Jordan Robbins took 3 for 32. At home, Cholton CMO were indebted to Bali Singh for his 132 as they racked up 217 for 9, Stuart Warren 3 for 33. Hawley 2 subsided to 69 for 6. Zach Collins from the under-13s and 15-year-old Ben Renfrew then added 48, and Renfrew's 59 saw Hawley to a face-saving 160. Hawley Sunday Strollers enjoyed a thriller as London Unity made 176 for 8 before all Hawley's batsmen contributed to the reply, but wickets fell. Hawley required 19 from the last 2 overs with the last pair at the crease. Chris Cossum hit 2 boundaries and PJ Jones hit a 4 off the first ball of the final over, taking Hawley to a 1-wicket triumph. There was a win for Hawley under-13s. Hawley under-12s lost narrowly. Under-12s had a winning start. Under-10s did, and so did the under-9s. Hawley under-8s played their very first match and lost. If you'd like your details in this slot on Susie 103.4, email me, david.jjay@susieradio.com.